Answers Magazine, Volume 12.4, page 27. Science in Perspective. Quick Takes. South America's overgrown garden. Much of the untamed Amazon jungle is dominated by cultivated trees. Researchers in the Amazon rainforest are discovering that many of the trees that dominate the region show signs of having been cultivated before Europeans arrived. In other words, natives of the Amazon weren't the jungle savages that many history books portray. A report in the March 3 issue of Science indicates that highly developed indigenous cultures domesticated and cultivated Amazonian forests for thousands of years. Their research shows that domesticated tree species dominate the landscape near archaeological sites and rivers where people probably lived or gathered for travel or trade. The ideal of a lush, virgin wilderness, unspoiled by humans until the Europeans arrived, appears to be an assumption born in Europe, where white Europeans assumed people in remote jungles weren't capable of civilization. Scientists have found that Brazil nut trees, cocoa trees, palm trees, and other cultivated varieties are five times as likely to dominate Amazonian forests, which would be impossible by accident. It seems very clear that early people planted trees that were pleasant to the eyes and good for food, and selectively cultivated them to yield more fruit than the original, uncultivated varieties. God created Adam and Eve and told them to work and keep the garden. God's command to have dominion implies that his creation thrives best under proper human stewardship, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The Enlightenment-era idea that life is best when left to itself, the noble savage, and all those European myths that are often part of modern environmentalist movements are contrary to Scripture and human experience. According to Scripture, nature does best under faithful, responsible human guidance, to the benefit of both humans and the environment, and to the glory of God.
Wasps teach drones to fly. When wasps crash, their wings bounce back. The wings on drones, on the other hand, often break. So engineers have taken a clue from God's design for the wasp. Wasps' flexible wings deform without breaking when they brush against plants. Intentionally mimicking this design, engineers have designed a drone with flexible fiberglass arms. Drones have a challenge, though. They need to be rigid to be controllable. So the flexible arms are attached magnetically to the drone's central body to keep them rigid. In a crash, the arms partially detach as they bend and then snap back into place. Again and again, human designers look to God's original designs to improve their own work. We recognize intelligence behind human creativity. Why not credit the intelligence and purpose behind the Creator's designs, which we can only copy?
What? Loud background noise can make conversations difficult. To overcome such challenges, your brain fills in the gaps. A recent experiment revealed just how this works. When experiment volunteers heard a word that could have been factor or fester, with the middle sound obscured by noise, their brains reacted as if they had heard the complete word. Researchers say one part of the brain constantly anticipates what it is likely to hear about 0.2 seconds before another part processes what it actually has heard. That's why you can carry on a conversation in a crowded restaurant. You don't need to hear every sound to hear every sound. Researchers marvel at the brain's evolution, but Genesis tells us God deserves the credit. God equipped Adam and Eve to communicate under diverse, real-world conditions, not just peace and quiet. It is one more instance where the Creator is clearly seen in His creation, leaving us without excuse if we deny His existence. Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
Giant dinosaurs' zigzag bones. Dinosaur vertebrae are similar to mammals, each composed of two bones that fused as the animal matured. Until they fused, the vertebrae were more vulnerable to injury. Human vertebrae fuse completely by age 6 or so, but sauropods' enormous size meant their vertebrae needed more time to grow, 20 years. How could unfused vertebrae support the dinosaur's weight and protect their spinal cords? Scientists have discovered that the two sections of some sauropod vertebrae joined along a deep zigzag line. That zigzag design would have protected the two pieces from slipping and damaging the spinal nerves. It also provided the necessary stiffness to support the dinosaurs' massive bodies. Design or chance?
Neanderthal medicine. Neanderthals keep getting smarter. A recent DNA analysis of their teeth indicates that they used a form of penicillin and aspirin to treat disease. Scientists looked at the residue on teeth to study the diets of three Neanderthals from the region of Spy, Belgium, and a different cave in El Cidron, Spain. They learned that one teenage Neanderthal suffered from a tooth abscess and an intestinal parasite. That teen had eaten a fungus, Penicillium, which is a natural source of penicillin, as well as poplar bark, which contains salicylic acid, the active ingredient in aspirin. This study enriches the picture of intelligent Neanderthals. Most scientists have long since accepted the idea that Neanderthals were fully human, but each new find continues to astound them. These people made jewelry, created cave art, used cosmetics, cared for their elderly, and buried their dead. Genesis tells us that God created Adam and Eve fully human at the beginning, and Eve became the mother of all living, chapter 3, verse 20. All humans who refilled the earth after the flood are descended from Adam through Noah's three sons, chapter 9, verse 19. That means that every human fossil represents someone who was fully human and not a transitional animal on its way to becoming human. Skillful Neanderthals match what we would expect about humans based on the Bible's account of history.
Dr. Fraud. Peer review. That's the catchphrase for credibility in scientific reports. Most adults know to suspect claims that haven't been reviewed by scientific experts, but most people trust an article that is accompanied by copious footnotes and published in a scientific journal that claims to be peer-reviewed. Not so fast. In a recent experiment published in Nature, March 23, 2017, researchers created a false resume for an unqualified scientist and applied to 360 journals. 48 journals offered to accept the unqualified applicant as an editor in exchange for a fee or profit sharing. This experiment does not mean that all scientific journals are untrustworthy or crooked. Legitimate scientists have long been concerned about the proliferation of predatory online journals that publish for profit alone. The number could exceed 10,000. And most of the 48 journals that accepted Dr. Fraud were taken from a list of suspected predatory journals. To make discernment more difficult for average readers, many predatory journals intentionally adopt names similar to respectable titles. Christians should heed this warning from a secular journal. Discernment is even harder than most of us think. Identifying evolutionary bias isn't the only problem. We are called to seek the truth and to verify claims before spreading them as truth. Even well-referenced, ostensibly peer-reviewed articles may also be fake news. Unless you are familiar with the source, it would be wise to confirm even footnoted studies before forwarding them to others.
Darkness falls across the nation. On August 21st, 2017, the continental United States will experience its first total solar eclipse since 1979. The moon's shadow will cross 12 states in about 1.5 hours. Astronomers have long noted the unique opportunity that total solar eclipses provide for humans to study the sun. NASA is setting up video cameras all along the route to study mysterious magnetic currents in the solar corona. Even with modern equipment, these can't be studied effectively under any other conditions. Although eclipses occur on other planets, the Earth is the only place where a moon perfectly blocks the sun, an ideal aid to studying God's design of the sun and an unforgettable display of our Creator's artistry. Find a location near you. Detailed maps of where you can view the solar eclipse in each state are available at nationaleclipse.com. Send us your photos or share them with us on Answers Magazine's Facebook page.